I'm going to do a very short introduction of our speaker this morning. Most of you know him already, retired chaplain, Navy commander, Dr. Ron Sturgis. He has a PhD in psychology and a master's in divinity, and is also an Eagle Scout. He will give a presentation on the history of the book. Welcome, Ron.
Thank you, thank you. So my wife said, where's your hat? When we're getting ready to leave, and I'm like, well, we're in church. I'm not wearing a hat. She says, you need to wear your hat. So there's the full guard. There's my hat. So I was on the schedule to speak originally for, I think it was going to talk about post-traumatic stress disorder. So this is a much better topic, I promise you. The cool thing is, and I don't have a lot of time, so I'm going to rocket through this. Mountain Light UU has agreed to be the chartering organization for a new Boy Scout troop in LJ. So, good on you. Thank you. Okay? And that being the case, I thought, well, you know, since I have this opportunity to talk, I'll talk about the Boy Scouts. So that since you're the chartering organization for a new scout troop, so that you'll get a little feel for what scouting is all about. And it will be just a brief picture. I'll just start rocketing through the slides here. Now I'm going forward. There we go. Okay, brief history of the Boy Scouts, and very brief. This is the man, Lord Baden-Powell. He was a general in the British Army. He made a name for himself during the Boer War in Africa. Before he left, he had written a book about scouting, and young boys in Great Britain got a hold of the book, and when he returned from the war, they were all, you know, running around doing this scouting thing. So in 1907, he actually founded, he wrote another book, Scouting for Boys, and he started the Boy Scout movement. Now this next guy, he's an American, and he was actually in London in 1909, and it was really foggy, as London gets. So he was having a hard time. He had a business appointment, and this boy in a smoky bear hat and a uniform similar to mine said, sir, can I help you find your way? He led him to where he was supposed to go. Mr. Boyce tried to pay him, and he said, no, sir, I'm a scout, and we're called to do a good turn or a good deed every day, and I can't accept any money, and he went on his way. And Mr. Boyce was so impressed by this that he actually had a meeting with Lord Baden-Powell, and he decided, along with some community leaders, politicians, educators, to found the Boy Scouts of America in 19. So that's how it got here. And I won't go into much more detail other than to say that it's spread throughout the world now. It's all over the place. When I was a ranger at Philmont Scout Ranch, we took 20,000 campers out in the course of a summer, and they were from all over the globe. Japan, Netherlands. So, Scouts BSA, setting a course for adventure. Some kids avoid obstacles. Scouts teaches them to overcome them. I can't read that. It's a year-round program, grades 5 to 12, provides fun adventure, learning, and challenges to help them become the best version of themselves. And scouting is a lot of fun. As a matter of fact, yesterday we were at Lowe's for the Pinewood Derby, and we had all these scouts with their little pine cars, you know, having races. And was it February 6th? Okay. Yeah, so I was going to get into that later, but the Boy Scouts organization has experienced a big change there was such a overwhelming outcry of girls wanting to get into Boy Scouting or following the rank structure, etc., that the Boy Scouts of America decided that they would allow girls to have their own troops to become Eagle Scouts and to go through the ranks just like Boy Scouts do. So that's what's happening now. No big surprise to me, though. When I worked as a ranger at Philmont Scout Ranch, although, and this was in the, started in 77 and through 81, we had female rangers then. And, when I was associate chief ranger, the chief ranger, Joy Schrader, she was an electrical engineer, and she was tough as nails and one of the sharpest women I've ever. She was in charge of 150 ranger Eagle Scouts. So girls have been in scouting for a long time, is the point. There's the mission for you. The mission of the Boy Scouts of America is to prepare young people to make ethical and moral choices over their lifetimes by instilling in them the values of the Scout Oath and Scout Law, which will be coming up shortly. I noticed on the book, the Scout Handbook, right on the back, it really captures it: character, citizenship, fitness. Those are kind of the cornerstones of what scouting is about. There's the Scout Oath for you. So every meeting we stand and we say the Scout Oath, and it's on my honor, I will do my best to do my duty to God and my country, to obey the Scout Law, to help other people at all times, keep myself physically strong, mentally awake, and morally straight. Okay? And see, what happens with this, and it happened to me as a kid, I was a Cub Scout and a Boy Scout, is it instills that within you, and as you grow into an adult, these are things that are guiding you all the time. All the time. I mean, even this point in my life, those things echo in my mind. So they're very formational. As a matter of fact, I've got a slide, it'll be redundant, but that's okay. Scouting was the most formational experience of my life. It really was. It was the reason I became a naval officer. It's the reason I became a Navy chaplain, because of my experiences in scouting. And there's the Scout Law. Scout is trustworthy. We always do our sign. Scout is trustworthy, loyal, helpful, friendly, courteous, kind, obedient, cheerful, thrifty, brave, clean, and reverend. And Baden Powell, his thing was a small percentage of people make Eagle Scout, okay? I think it's like 5% of boys that enter scouting. But his thing was, if we can just get them to first class, then we will have instilled the Scout Oath and the Scout Law in them, deeply within them, so it's rooted. And when they grow up to be adults, they're going to be good citizens of their communities, of their nation, and of the world. So scouting aims at creating people who have a moral compass that's guided by these principles. And if it were up to me, anybody that served in politics would have had to have been scouting. I won't say much more than that. I mean, but can you imagine? Can you imagine a world where everybody follows these principles? And every major religion in the world captures these within their faith traditions, within the ethos of their faith traditions. And I'll say something else. I wanted to cover this one for my next statement. I'm not going to get into you could do, I could do a PowerPoint, a presentation on each point of the Scout Oath or law, that would be awesome. But since we're in a place of worship, this is their view of reverent. And they define each one of the principles. A Scout is reverent toward God. A Scout is faithful in religious duties and respects the beliefs of others. In my home, I have both these pictures by Norman Rockwell hanging because they mean a lot to me. This is freedom. This one's called Freedom of Worship. And it says, each according to his his beliefs or his faith tradition. And it captures people from varying traditions. And of course, this reminds me of mentoring. And my little brother was a Cub Scout. So, and he went on to become, and then of course in the background you have George Washington, you know, with his famous prayer, Valley Forge. But of all places that capture the meaning of reverence in the scouting tradition, it's the UU church. Because according to a scout is reverent, we're welcoming everybody. A scout welcomes everybody, and a scout respects the beliefs and the religious traditions of other people. And let me tell you how that was helpful to me growing up. Because I was raised in a very fundamental background, okay? And it was like, we got the truth, you know, we know Jesus the way you're supposed to know him, and everybody else, they're messed up. These Baptists, they believe you can get saved, and, you know, you want to go to heaven. The Catholics, you know, they're worshiping idols. I mean, they were just down on everybody. So, on one hand, I'm being raised in that, but when I go to scouts, they're saying, respect the traditions of others. You know, be faithful to your tradition, but respect the traditions of others. And that helped me, and that balanced me. It also helped me as a chaplain, because guess what? I had a lot of people coming to me to see me who, it's interesting, they'd say, do I have to be religious to talk to you, chaplain? And I'm like, no, you don't have to believe anything. But I would like to, you know, if I can help you, I'd like to support you and help you. So the point is, these are values that make a difference and that guide a person throughout their life. You know, I was talking with Patrick last night. Patrick was showing me, he's got a picture on his phone of his scout troop. And he knew the names of all the boys, you know? And he talked about what a difference that had made in his life and how it continues to inform his life. And there, you know, I can say the same thing. By the way, I meant to introduce Dave. Stand up. This is David Grubb. David Grubb is going to be the scoutmaster for our new troop. And David and I have worked together in PAC 404 for the last 3 years, and he's just an incredible person. His son's going to be in the troop, Ron's going to be in the troop, and we've got some other boys that are coming in as well. So, but David has all the training, he's really the catalyst for getting this thing going. So, thank you, David. But, you know, again, when I was a Navy chaplain, I had my Eagle Scout thing plaque hanging on the wall. And I can't tell you how many, you know, I had all my degrees hanging up there.
People could give a rip about that.
All right. He's got a PhD. But you know what caught their attention? Ron Sturgis, Eagle Scout. And I can't tell you how many sailors, Marines, Coast Guardsmen came up to me and they would say, wow, I didn't know you were an Eagle Scout. Countless numbers of them told me, man, I made life, and I was that close to Eagle, but I had this girlfriend, and I didn't make it, and I regret it the rest of my life, you know. But so many of them talked about, you know, what a difference scouting had made in their lives. So it's just, as you can tell, I think scouting is just incredible. The scout slogan, you saw the mottos, be prepared, which is also the motto of the Coast Guard, semper paratus, always ready. But, you know, scouting teaches kids to be ready, to be prepared for life. And I'll show you some more slides about how they do that. Their slogans, do a good turn daily. Yeah, be helpful. Every day is an opportunity to be helpful. Every day is an opportunity, you know, to benefit the life of somebody else. And that's what we're teaching these boys and girls now. And you can see the traditional, you know, the scout helping the lady, old lady across the street. you know, a scout mending the foot of a puppy, a scout rescuing a girl from a flood. Here are the scout ranks. This is Cub Scouting. I won't spend a lot of time there. Ronald, when they finish all their scout ranks here, they get the Arrow of Light. And I don't know if you, the reading from Gabron, I picked all those readings, it talked about shooting an arrow and let that arrow be for gladness from Gabron. Well, scouting does that for boys. Before the culmination of the Cub Scout experience is the Arrow of Light, which is what Ronald and James and some of the other scouts in his pack are about to get. And then when they finish this, it's pointing them to Boy Scouts. So they have a crossover ceremony where they walk over a bridge, and then we will welcome them into the neutral. And there are the ranks. You start out as a tenderfoot, and then second class, first class, star, life, and then Eagle Scout. And boys, you know, they come in and they, some of them stay and make eagles. Some of them, quit at different points. But as Baden-Powell said, the point of it all is, it's not so much the rank. It's to teach them beings through the Scout Oath and the Scout Law. But it does so much more. I'll just tell you a quick story. When I was doing first class, one of the things we had to do was cook a meal over an open fire. So what they did was they gave me two matches and an egg. And they're like, okay, little boy, you got to start a fire with these two matches, to check off this toward first class, or you have to wait till the next camp out. So you better believe I didn't want to wait, so luckily I got it on the second match. As I said, small percentage of scouts achieve the rank of Eagle. Here are just some names. I was researching more. My wife was rushing me to get this done so I could get it to Casey. You notice Neil Armstrong, Steven Spielberg. James Loy may be a little less known. He was Commandant of the Coast Guard. I actually worked for him. Awesome guy. He was also Deputy Director of Department of Homeland Defense. Yeah, Michael Moore is his name. Admiral Zumwalt is a legend in the Navy. But I will tell you, I have 8 rows of ribbons in the Navy. I was in 2 Gulf Wars. I have a meritorious, 4 meritorious service medals, several Navy commendation medals. This means more to me than any of that. This was the most significant, life-changing process I had. And if there's one thing I'm most proud of, and I have a lot of things other than Ronald and my wife. Thanks for helping me ruin it and get that in there. But of all my badges, this is the most meaningful to me. Continues to be the most meaningful. Merit badges. Here's the cool thing about merit badges. All the ranks along, you know, I showed you the different ranks. They're like over 130, you know how many are? 137 merit badges, okay? And different ranks require different merit badges. To be an Eagle Scout, you know what it means when a minister looks at his wife, right? Or his wife. And his watch.
And his wife.
Nothing. Okay. So the cool thing about merit badges, they're required for different ranks. And to be an Eagle Scout, they have certain merit badges that are required, like swimming, life-saving, cooking, camping, and first aid, and some others. This is what they look like, by the way. My merit badge sash. I got a few on the back. 21 are required for Eagle. These things stick with you your whole life. I mean, home repairs. Being a landlord, Do you think I'd use that? When I was in the desert with Marines during the last Gulf War, I was pitching tents. I was tying knots. You know, I was doing first aid. All that stuff came from scouts. I had another commander chaplain, by the way, who he couldn't do anything. He was just standing there. He didn't even know what a screwdriver was, you know. And we had to sew some patches on, and he's like, "Ron, can you sew a patch on for me?" I mean, here's a guy in his 50s, he can't even sew. But I learned all that from scouting. Personal finance, reading, music. I mean, the merit badges help a scout, a young person, to explore where their gifts lie. And what their ability, where their strengths are, and what their abilities are. And it opens them to other areas of interest. But it teaches them some basics. Okay, here's how you swim. You know, it's important to know how to swim. It's important to know how to save somebody's life in the water, reach, throw, go, right? It's important to know CPR. It's important to know how to do first aid. Now, by the way, these aren't just, you know, funky looking things here. This is all about first aid, because I can take this off and I can make a sling. Anybody's arm hurting today? Or I can use it as a bandage or a bandana or whatever. So anyway, merit badges, they instill within the scout all kinds of abilities that they wouldn't otherwise have. The other thing that stuck with me is I had two scout master mentors who were just incredible. One was a Marine Corps gunnery sergeant, built like a bull, and could do push-ups forever. And oh, by the way, personal fitness is one of the merit badges that I got, and that has stuck with me for years. I've always wanted to be fit. And the other was a retired A-6 pilot from the Navy, and he was just incredible, and Eagle Scout, and was probably the most positive person I've ever met in my life. So, can't say enough good about merit badges and what they teach a scout. Efficacy of scouting. Troop organization, patrol method, teach leadership, responsibility, tolerance, and teamwork. In scouts, what you have, walk away, movements need their attention, they say. In scouts, you have like a patrol leader. And you have a senior patrol leader. It's not the adults that run the troop. It's the boys that run the troop. And you know what that teaches? It teaches personal responsibility. And guess what? If you're a patrol leader, you got to get along with all these boys. And they're different from you. Scouting provides life-changing formational experiences and challenges. When I was a ranger at Philmont Scout Ranch, Associate Chief Ranger at Philmont Scout Ranch, I was in charge of 150 Eagle Scout Rangers, all college students. In the course of the summer, as I said earlier, we took out 20,000 campers in the backcountry, 210 square miles in the Sangre de Cristo mountain wilderness. We did search and rescue, we fought fires, we built trails. Do you think, at 21, anything that I have done since then compares to that? I mean, little did I know, that was the peak experience of my life. I mean, after doing all that, the Navy was nothing. You know? I mean, it just gives you those peak life experiences. And there's nothing like waking up, you know, on top of a mountain over 12,000 feet and watching the sunrise. That is a peak experience that I wouldn't have gotten otherwise. And I could tell you many more. I won't. Scouting provides mentors. I mean, Greg, or David and I, David and I have had it's an honor to be a mentor. It really is. Because it's what psychologists call generativity. It's giving back to the younger generation. What's more important than that? So it provides mentors. Scouting is cutting edge on youth protection. First part of this book is all about youth protection. Guess what? When we're on a camp out, I can't talk to a scout by myself. We have what we call two adults. You're never with a child alone. When you're camping,
The children, the scouts have one bathroom, the adults have another bathroom. So they're really leading out in youth protection, which is, and Laura will tell you, and as a Navy chaplain, I have heard so many stories of molestation and bad stuff that to be a scout leader, you have to tell that.
Okay. Scouting supports the development of well-rounded, healthy human beings who care about the environment, who help others, and who are...
And scouting's fun. It's just fun. It's fun to go hiking. It's fun to be out in the woods. It's fun to go camping. I mean, Ronald's first summer camp, he's sleeping with another scout. You remember this. It rang that night. I don't remember much because I'm so old it hurts to sleep on it. So I have to pick a sleep aid to even camp anymore. So I'm knocked out. But I get woken up by hearing this. What kind of animal is that? Well, rain had gotten into Ronald's tent, and he was soaking wet, and he couldn't find, he could only find one shoe. So he was hopping to my tent. And he opens the flap and he says, "Daddy, I'm soaking wet. Can I sleep with you?" I'm like, "Come on, son." I mean, that's fun. Those are experiences that you don't forget. So, and that's the, I put that slide up there just to show you the girl piece, Girl Scout troops. And I got a bunch of other slides. My time's done. But suffice it to say, and scouting was the most formational experience of my life, continues to be, and we hope to get back to the community troop. I applaud you, I commend you for chartering. And I promise you that you are going to. And if you want to know who that burly guy up there is, that was me, age 21, I think, when I was a ranger at Philmont. The two boys that you can see to the left, the one's my older brother, the other's me, and the little boy. Can't say enough good about SCAD. It's just an incredible organization, and it's going to make this community better, and I promise you it'll make the community get to see a lot of cool things. That's my story, and I'm sticking to it. Any questions? Yes, sir.
It would be helpful because we are recording this, so we can't hear you on the recording if you don't know.
I have a question and a personal vignette. It's been so long since I was involved with Scout. What are the age ranges of the Cub Scouts, Boy Scouts, Little Scouts?
Well, now you start out, I think it's 7. Is that right, to be a Cub Scout? And you go through... Go ahead. Come on, buddy. Here, you can go.
So Cub Scouts in our district is actually, they had a pilot program, Creative Alliance. That's an old program that's been brought back, but it's just on a pilot basis and it's only available in, I had the opportunity of doing that. Boy Scouts start 6th grade. However, there are some exceptions. There's lots of exceptions throughout. As Ron mentioned earlier, the Arrow of Light, if you're a Cub Scout and you earn the Arrow of Light and you're active in your den, 6 months after you're 10 years old, you can become a Boy Scout. And so that's a younger age that's probably anywhere from 6 months younger, but allowing is an exception.
So here, are organized without in Europe?
Yes, so we have 2 other Cub Scout packs here in Elgin, 402 and 404. It is our plan to start this troop, and the reason we'll wait, our target start date is August 17th, because that's 12. Just a few days after, my son James is the youngest, and he needs that he after his day. So August 12th is he's the youngest, then Robbie allowed him to go Boy Scout. So we're starting now. It's going to take us 5 or 6 months to fund. We got to have working on that and to make the truth. And while I'm on the topic, I would like to. I've got a couple of certificates, but he and yeah, so we're trying to a couple more rows.
Do it right. There we go.
A couple more rows on the train. So that's what you'll see, these knots here. They're just right quick, this is the Scoutmaster's key. The yellow and red is the Arrow of Light that I earned as a Cub Scout myself. This is the religious knot. I served for 5 years volunteering to help young ones learn. We have a prayer program, God and God and Family, and there's four of those programs. We will be doing it into the troop. So there's two more that will be in the troop. And you'll see Mr. Sturgis has a red, white, and blue one there. That's his Eagle Scout. That's the knot that represents his Eagle rank as a youth. So as an adult, some of what we earn as a youth transfers onto our adult uniforms. And so we have a saying, and it's every scout deserves a trained leader. And so we are continuing our training. I've got a little bead here. This represents, he got his bead. This represents six 18-hour days of training that we did last fall, and that was August and September, right? So that was 6 days of training, and we have goals. We have 5 goals that we have to complete. Mr. Sturgis has completed his 5 goals already, and we're hoping on August 17th that if we've completed our ticket with those 5 goals, that we will get our second bead to signify that we complete training. I also have a training patch here. This is my Scoutmaster training badge, and he's got 3 more days, 2 more nights of training to be able to complete his Scoutmaster training. So that's an ongoing thing that we're doing, and we would love to have, we need merit badge counselors to help mentor each other. We need committee board members to be able to review what we've been teaching the youth to make sure that we're on track, and just supporters. So it takes a community.
I haven't been yet. This is a personal thing. Why I never became a Boy Scout. I am extremely reluctant to get involved with hands-on things, which is probably why I never became a dentist. My father was a dentist. I didn't want to put my hands in other people's mouths. But anyway, that's beside the point. I was a very active Cub Scout. Then it came time to start Boy Scout training, and there was this whole thing about knots. And I said, I can't do this, it's too complicated. I don't know one knot from the other. So that was the end of my Boy Scout career.
Thanks for sharing, Carl. But now you can help our Scout troop. Go ahead. It's never too late.
I'll make this quick because time is running out. I was a den mother. But what I wanted to tell you, for your point of information, when I was a faculty member at Tulane Medical School, I was on the board of the. And when we had an applicant who was Eagle Scout, they got moved up on the list. So if we had equal applicants' academic records, and that individual was an Eagle Scout, they were. I thought we'd like to know that.
Thank you.
Good question. Why did the Girl Scouts and Boy Scouts?
I mean,
you brought girls into the Boy Scouts.
Right. Why not? I think it's because they have two different programs, and the Girl Scout program, while I'm not an expert in it at any stretch, theirs is more oriented toward home economics and that kind of stuff. I could be wrong, but that's the sense I've got. And girls want to be in the Boy Scouts because they want to do more of the camping stuff, the knot stuff, all the things that are required to be Eagle Scouts.
But I mean, in the Boy Scouts, you teach.
They learn. They have to learn to sew.
They have to learn how to sew.
Put their badges on.
Okay.
But I don't know if that answered it, but yeah, it's kind of weird. I will tell you this: the Girl Scouts of America are kind of torqued to the Boy Scouts, and so is the Mormon Church, who they're no longer. The Boy Scouts used to be one of their programs, and I'm hearing that they're backing out because of allowing girls into the Boy Scouts.
I too have a vignette apathy toward knots, because that was my specialty. And one thing you didn't mention is the truth on the various activities and skills, and my specialty was knots. And I remember distinctly, I would organize it, there'd be 3 groups of different sizes. one size, you make a
sheep tank.
Yeah. And the one thing I remember from all of that was the difference between a square up and a granny. Because grannies come loose, square up still. Thank you for sharing.
Sounds like Ed could volunteer to help the boys with their knives.
Right. Bruce, did you have, is there something you wanted to?
Yeah, I just wanted to clarify, it is common, not just possible, but common for boys to become, to join a Boy Scout troop, even if they were never involved in Cub Scouts.
Yes.
We're out of time. I'll close with this. Laura will attest that I turn off lights. I can't stand lights to be on. There's a merit badge called Conservation of Natural Resources that I learned as a kid, and I can't stand to waste things. And my greenness, in a lot of ways, comes from scouting. And the last thing I'll tell you is when I was a scoutmaster in college, one of the most meaningful things I've ever heard in my life is when a mother would come up to me and say, "My son told me that he liked you." That's awesome. Okay.